Get right to you. As Sonny said, bringing in the evening we're having our select board meeting doesn't give us an opportunity to review it. Typically, our packets for the meetings go out on Thursday, which means Stacy's over there compiling them on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the week before our meeting. So, give you an idea of what the lead time should be to present your application for commit service on this committee or on any committee. You wanted to say something, sir?
Yes, I have a question. First of all, I want to apologize. One of the packets that you got today is my application. I've been out of the country for 3 weeks and yesterday was a legal holiday. However, since I do want to be at the next meeting, I'd like a clarification because the agenda says that the next board meeting is Monday, November 9th. Those two things don't work out.
Oh.
November 9th is a Tuesday.
No.
So are you meeting on Monday or are you meeting on the 9th?
My calendar here says the 8th is okay. Monday.
Yes.
Date issues today, no?
I will talk to the compiler.
Would you please?
I will.
Okay, you're right. Monday the 8th of November is our next meeting.
I'd like to see, one thing that I'd like to see with applicants is I'd like to see that they're willing to listen to the benefits, not just submit negativity on the issue. You know what I mean? Because I don't think it's okay to slow down. You hear what I'm saying?
I hear that. Yes, sir, you have a question?
Mr. Chapman, I might understand that you're not going to entertain any public comment. And this is aside from applications to this committee.
At this time.
As regards to this issue.
We will take public comment on this issue. I think our intent is to take it next month as we move forward on this. We heard a lot last month. This is my opinion here. We heard a lot last month from people.
Yes, but Mr. Knowlton didn't.
And Mr. Knowlton is not a Rockport resident. If he wants, he can see the video.
And he was here to provide us with information.
Yeah. We invited them to come in to explain some of the issues that were around the Camden Energy Committee because there were a number of questions that were raised last month that left some doubt in our mind.
I see, but in terms of a civic sphere, entertained by the town of Rockport, and in respect for the taxpayers, I would think that the idea of a forum, where we have heard Mr. Knowlton and Mr. Fitzgerald's presentation, I believe, if not tonight, at your next meeting, they should hear our presentation, rather than have two isolated opinions.
I understand what you're saying.
With you guys left in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the tete-a-tete.
Okay. I hear you. Dale, you wanted to respond?
My only comment to that is that the gentlemen that were here tonight were not here to express a for or against the wind. They were here to tell us what the committee was set up to do and whatnot. And so I didn't interpret what they were saying as that they're for it or that they're against it, but that this is what the committee's looking at and this is what they've researched and seen so far. So my concern would be that it not be proposed that they are for the wind and other people have been against it and so forth and so on. I think they were simply here to present what their work has been so far and what their intent is.
And they're also not members, as I understand it, you're not members of what you call the Ragged Mountain Wind Work Group.
That's correct.
So you would not have unless you apply and
we apply.
Put on
the question candy. Really is, are they potential investors? I'm an abutter.
I'm
not a potential abutter, I'm an actual abutter.
Yeah.
But and one of the elements of the strange tone of this discussion has been the shadowy participation of potential investors in a quasi-municipal committee. I think that's probably an abrogation of several parts of any town's charter. And in that regard, I just think, I just can't agree with you that these are unbiased bystanders to this situation. Mr. Farley and Mr. Landreth have both tonight voiced a plethora of negatives involved here. And yet these two gentlemen are more or less telling us, well, maybe if we can get talking about this, we can work through that. People don't do this for fun. Thanks.
Okay, your point is taken. And as I see this moving forward, next month, we will appoint our members. We will hear comments. The appointment is more of an interview process between the select board and the applicants. And if we do have more than the three, then we would have to make a decision as to what we felt is in the best interest of the town of Rockport. And it's at that point where public comment would really be welcome, or actually solicited, I believe.
I think if it's any comfort at all, you should know that all of the board members, certainly here, are very concerned about the abutters and about the people who live around that area. Very concerned. So this is not, it's a
point
well taken, and we do know that.
Hi, my name is Joe Kuhn. I live on 85 Hope Street and have for the past 20 years. I apologize, I might have missed the first part of the conversation. So I'm not clear if it's time for me to comment on my concerns about the gigantic...
No, this is what we're talking about as occurring next month.
Yeah, okay. But you will allow people like myself
and
to
your, make a you comment. Know, for your edification, we heard a lot of that last month as well.
Okay. And when you select people to be on a committee, will you be considering the people that it impacts the most, such as myself and folks that actually live there, or are you basing it on some other process? I heard you say you were going to select some folks to consider this.
Based on what we as a select board feel are in the best interest of the town as a whole, that's why we're asking for applicants, that if you want to serve, go into town office, fill out application committee service, and as I said just a moment ago, if there are more than the three, we will have to make a decision, again, based on what is in the best interest of the town, based on input that we received.
A month ago when we sat down and we listened to some of the first discussion about this that I heard about. I heard some rumblings beforehand, read some things beforehand. My first reaction was, why on earth are we even talking about this committee? And I guess from my earlier comments, you probably understand that I'm not a real big proponent of what's being proposed here. But once I stepped back from that, my second side of that was, because we have abutters, because we have a lot of property values, because we have the aquifer that feeds a huge portion of the area, because we have so much involved with this area, that's the exact reason why we need to be involved in this committee and why we need to have people involved in the committee that can go in not just with from the perspective of, wow, you know, my property's right up against this, what's this gonna mean for me? But we also need people involved in this committee that are gonna look at it as, what's this mean for Rockport? And that's gonna be a tough bill to fill for some people to be involved in this committee and really have your ears open and pay attention to what the right decision for the town is, not just individual people, because man, I mean, I can't even imagine what, sir, you're going through thinking about what this could mean for you and your property. It's really a big thing for us to get involved in, and we really need applicants that are serious about getting involved and listening to the entire thing to make sure that this decision is one that really is the right decision for Rockport.
So. We are connected. I mean, Hopper Pond empties into the East River. It comes right out into our Rockport Harbor. So this is not, we have to look at this from being a kind of a butter ourselves.
Go right ahead.
Thanks. This is really the beginning of what's going to be a long process, no matter what ends up happening. I mean, anything that happens here is going to have to go through an ordinance of some sort, because right now we don't have anything. It's got to go through the planning board, potentially the ZBA, and before anything ever gets finally decided, it's probably going to have to come back to us. So, I mean, I understand the frustration that some of you are feeling, that you don't feel like you're being heard, but there's a long process to go through, and there's a lot of things going on out there that you could also be proactive on, not just something like this committee. There are other things that will have to happen before this could potentially come to fruition. So look at the future long term, see how it might affect your piece of property or your interests, and look into those things. Like I said, we just put it on the ORC last week to look into what kind of ordinances need to be written. I'm sure Camden's doing the same thing. Actually, you guys mentioned that Camden's doing that. There's a lot of different steps to be taken. So I understand your frustration, but this is just one step. So be proactive to all the steps, and you can probably help yourself take care of the issues that you're concerned about.